talk a little bit about the article that you wrote and what happened?
Well, I believe it was called Does Cleveland Still Rock? With the question mark. And I was just posing the question to local promoters and local music fans and asking them if we still had that stature as the capital of rock and roll when bands like the Rolling Stones were playing other markets. U2 hadn't been here for years. Paul McCartney hadn't been here for years. And many of the promoters I talked to, you know, reluctantly kind of agreed that there were fewer bands coming here and that maybe other markets like Pittsburgh and Columbus had picked up in terms of popularity.
What did you find out was the reason of why the bands weren't coming here? Because I was interested to know.
It was a lot of conjecture. I mean, I think that some of it might have to do with the fact that the bigger promoters look at the markets simply in terms of revenue. And if they can charge more for tickets in Pittsburgh and Columbus or Detroit or Indianapolis or even Cincinnati, they're going to go wherever the money is. And there's not the same personal connection, at least on the upper level. I felt like when I talked to people on that run the smaller clubs, that they're still as passionate as ever about music.
Yeah.
You know, the people at the Grog Shop and the Beachland, the Gora and the Music Box, but maybe on a higher level with the Live Nation and even AEG, that it's more of a business sort of approach that they take, you know?
Well, this is the time of year bands start announcing their summer tours.
Right.
And this is changing a little bit. Some of the big acts are starting to come back.
Right. It does seem that way. I mean, last year, Paul McCartney played here for the first time in years. Mm-hmm. Tom Petty is playing here for the first time in I don't know how many years as well. Like, he's coming to the queue, I think, in June. Mm-hmm. Billy Joel is doing one of his rare baseball stadium shows. Patti Smith is playing her debut album in its entirety in only like maybe like five cities, I think. And Cleveland is one of them when mm-hmm. she plays here on Sunday.
Then you have U2 at Browns Stadium and Lady Gaga and Franz Ferdinand. And some of these big acts are coming back.
Right. And a lot of bands, like I can't remember the last time that U2 was here. I mean, I think the last time they played here, they played the Q and it was known as the Gun. You know, I think it's that long ago.
So what does this mean? Did something happen in the course of you writing your article to now that some of these acts are coming back?
Well, I mean, I don't want to make it sound like my article changed things, but I do think that maybe, you know, it brought to attention the public sentiment a little bit. And so maybe the approach changed a little bit in terms of trying more aggressively to go after some of the bigger shows, you know, but there's still a few bands not coming here. Guns N' Roses is out on tour again this summer, but not playing here. Metallica is playing Columbus, but not Cleveland. And so there's a few things that are still missing town, but it does seem like that we're getting more of the bands that were skipping here before.
Do you think that this is a start of the tide turning and Cleveland's going to be back to being the premier place for these bands?
Possibly.
You don't seem sure about that.
No, I mean, it's hard to say. I think that there seems to be a renewed energy across the board in the city. If you look at all the things that are happening in terms of new developments and people moving back into the downtown area and that sort of thing. And that can only be good, I think, for clubs like House of Blues and even these clubs on the periphery like Beachland and Grog Shop. And I think it'll be good for all those places if there's a higher concentration of people living in the core of the city, you know?
I was pleased to see some of these big bands that are coming back
right.
to Cleveland.
Yeah. And the U2 show is sold out. So, I mean, and I think Billy Joel is sold mm-hmm. out. So it's good to see that people are buying tickets and responding positively to these concerts as well.
Jeff, thanks so much for joining me.
Sure thing.